A Qatari man is critically ill in a British hospital with a previously unknown virus that is related to the SARS infection. The UN health body put out a global alert on Sunday about the 49-year-old man who had recently travelled to Saudi Arabia, where it said a second patient with an almost identical virus had already died. Anne Schneibel spoke with the World Health Organization spokesman Gregory Hartle about the situation.
We don't know that much yet, and we are busy trying to gather more information. That is our priority at the moment. We know that it has caused two confirmed cases of severe infection. One has resulted in the death of a patient. The other patient is critically ill in hospital. These cases occurred 3 months apart, so there's no connection between the two cases. And we still don't know if the virus is transmitted from human to human or from animal to human. And we don't know if there's only two cases or actually if there's been 2 million cases with only two severe cases. There's a lot we still need to find out.
Now, is there any reason for people to be concerned about this virus, or are there any precautions that they should be taking?
For the moment, absolutely nothing to do. It is way too early because, as we say, there's only two cases, and these two cases were 3 months apart, and it might be that they were... We just don't know how these infections occurred, and we might never see cases again. On the other hand, we might see new cases very soon, but we can only start saying something like taking security precautions when we have much more information. We don't have enough information at the moment.
What are some of the effects and some of the symptoms that are being manifested by those who have contracted this virus?
Yeah. So to emphasize, this is not like SARS. It's not a SARS virus, even though it's in the same family. And the reason it's not like a SARS virus is because it causes rapid kidney failure. And SARS does not do that. So this is something which acts differently from SARS. So we see rapid kidney failure, and we see quite severe pneumonia resulting in respiratory failure. Those are the two main symptoms of the severe cases we've seen. WHO is investigating. We're working with the authorities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and in other countries which might have seen cases of this in order to gather more information and try to understand this virus better, because until we understand the virus better, we can't make any meaningful recommendations, or take any meaningful actions on how to combat it, so to speak.